last time the Lord gave me anything like this, and this is a burden of the Lord, Mike. I tell you, it's a burden of the Lord because I don't want to do it. I don't want to do this. I never will forget the... I am. But I never will forget the reproach that came upon me. I had I was never invited back for a meeting. The Lord moved in a last day type ministry. And because of the ignorance of the people, they thought I was talking to the dead. Listen, talking to the dead is nothing new. I talk to the dead every time I get up in a place like this. There's people walking over dead people that are far more dead than the dead people in the ground. But we misunderstood a lot of things. We take one little isolated scripture out here and that the dead know nothing at all and think we've got the interpretation of that. If anybody sees someone face to face with the Lord, that they're talking to the dead. That's the craziest thing I ever heard of. Somebody saw Moses. Somebody saw Elijah. And I know Moses died. And somebody saw him, didn't they? And he... Oh, thank you for all that wonderful support. But... if one of your loved ones was with the Lord, and you haven't had any peace about this, and the Lord just sent a little love note to you tonight, wanting you to have inner peace and happiness, wanting you to be strengthened to serve Him, He might just tell you who's face to face with Him. Do you believe that? He just might do that. And Jack, I've done this in so long, I'm going to do it again. I want you to stand up. It's going to hit you with brute force tonight. Your mother came to me in an open vision this afternoon. Her name is Wanda. Second name, initial J, right? W.J., Wanda, and then she looks like somebody I know named Jean, so that must be her middle name. And she's talking about losing a jewel, and that jewel was lost, and she feels a lot of guilt and a lot of responsibility there. And you don't know it, but the Lord said, Cliff is in heaven, and Cliff, Jewel, it's Jewel, Clifford, he is in heaven tonight because God saw something in the insanity that came upon him that was demonic. And God, who is a God of perfect justice and perfect equality, said that he took one item from your dad as he did from Abraham and accounted it for righteousness' sake, and he did call on him, and your father, Joel, is a Joel in Malachi in that day when the Lord makes up his jewels. Let's praise the Lord for that. I don't care what you say. That's from the Lord. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. I'll suffer the consequences. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name.